right now I have a little riddle for you. I'd like you to imagine this situation and see if you can get the answer to this particular riddle. There's a local business in town where there were five employees who were not happy with their particular situation. So there are five people working at this company, they're not happy. If two of the employees decided that they would quit their job, go to school and get a diploma, and get into a more satisfying career, how many of the original five employees would still be working for the company? So if two of the employees decided that they would quit their job, go to school and get a diploma, get into a more satisfying career, how many of the original five employees would still be working for the company? The answer is five. I know many people may come up with an answer of three, but the actual answer is five. Because deciding what you are going to do, deciding that you're going to do something to improve your life and begin a new career is one thing, but actually doing it is another. Anyone can talk about self-improvement. As a matter of fact, I'm sure we all engage in such conversations from time to time. But it takes a lot of courage to actually risk stepping out of your comfort zone to do something about it. Many of us might be finding ourselves at a crossroads in our life right now. The unemployment rate compared to the national average is not that high in Greater Sudbury, but if you're unemployed, your unemployment rate is 100%. And while the actual number of persons collecting unemployment insurance may not be significantly high in Sudbury right now, there are many more people who have had their hours reduced and must live on less income. There are also thousands of people in our community who find themselves underemployed or making barely enough money to survive. I'm sure that a large number of people who have had their employment interrupted or their wages reduced are thinking seriously about their future. In fact, the whole question of job security is foremost on the minds of many employees as they watch companies downsize, shut down, and contract out. Nevertheless, instead of looking at the current situation negatively, some people are considering this the opportunity they've been waiting for to do something about their future. It brings me to mind one of my favorite stories about a very devout Christian who lived in an area that was being flooded by heavy rain. All of the people in the town were told to leave their homes so that they could avoid certain death from the flood. A large truck stopped outside the man's door, and the driver told him to get on board. The Christian yelled out, "Don't worry, I'm staying here. God will take care of me." The rain continued and the water rose, flooding the entire first floor of the man's house. A person soon came by in a boat and yelled to the man to get on board. The Christian once again yelled out, "Don't worry, I'm staying here. God will take care of me." The rain continued to fall until the only thing the Christian could do was climb to the top of the roof. Suddenly a helicopter came by and the pilot called down to the Christian to grab onto the rope and climb to safety. The Christian yelled out, "Don't worry, I'm staying here. God will take care of me." Sadly, the water continued to rise and the Christian drowned. When the Christian arrived at the gates of heaven, he looked up at God and asked, "Why did you not save me? I had faith in you, and I prayed that you would take care of me. Why did you let me die?" God looked at the Christian and declared, "What more could I do for you? I sent you a truck, a boat, and a helicopter, and you turned them all away." So if you're like one of those two employees who decided to do something to improve their current situation, now that the opportunity may have actually arrived, don't be like the Christian in the story that I just read to you. Don't pass up a perfectly good opportunity to change your life forever. Consider your options and take a personal risk. Step out of your comfort zone. You're listening to the Learning Clinic on CKLU 96.7 FM. I'm your host, Bob Kerwin.
Give me a ticket for an aeroplane. Ain't got time to take a fast train. Lonely days are gone, I'm a-going home. My baby just wrote me a letter. I don't care how much money I gotta spend. Got to get back to my baby. Lonely days are gone, I'm a-going home. My baby just wrote me a letter. When she wrote me a letter, said she couldn't live without me no more. Listen, mister, can't you see I got to get back to my baby once more. Anyway, yeah, give me a ticket for an aeroplane. Ain't got time to take a fast train. Lonely days are gone, I'm a-going.